Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, and that topic is simply the power source. The power source. When you think about all of the types of energy known to mankind today, many of those types of power may come to mind. Some may immediately think of electricity, while others may think of the wind farms that have wind power, and some may think of solar power, coal, natural gas, oil, several different ones come to mind. All of those are sources of power that we can use to operate machines, to build buildings, to do all types of things. By the same token, every business is built on power, not power that comes from natural resources like I mentioned before, but power that comes on the inside of every innovator, every creator, every business builder. There is power locked inside of every one of us, and knowing how to harness that power will determine how bright and brilliant our business visions become. Let's discuss the types of power that it takes in order to run successful business enterprises. In our acronym ACDC, we discover the A reminds us of the power of affection. The power of affection. How much do you love what you do every day? How much do you enjoy the process of building and running and establishing business? Do you enjoy building teams and empowering people and developing new relationships and serving clients effectively? If so, you may be in the power or drawing on the power of affection to propel you to new heights. It's very easy to determine if we love what we do. It's simple. Ask yourself the following questions. Is this my passion? Is it something I'm excited to talk about every day? Something I'm excited to communicate to my friends and family? Something I'm excited about showing off to everybody I know? I enjoy talking to grandparents because grandparents are always going to show you pictures on their phones of their children or grandchildren. They're proud of them. They talk about them all the time. If you see a couple that's wildly in love, that's been married for 30, 40, maybe even 50 years, they're talking about each other all the time. They are expressing that passion. The next way to know if you have an affection is it your priority? Is it something that has a prominent place in your life? If it does, then it means that you're going to be true to it, you'll commit to it, you'll make sacrifices for whatever that vision is that you love so much. And then finally, is it your pursuit? Is it something that you're chasing after because you realize that there is light at the end of a tunnel? It is worth it at the end of the day. If those questions can be answered, yes, it's my pursuit, my priority and my passion, you, my friend, are operating on the power of affection. There's another power that we can operate on, and it's called the power of connection. Think about it. Our cell phones can operate for a while running on the battery alone. However, after a certain time, we're going to have to plug those phones in order for them to continue to be useful. That's the power of connection. Every electronic device has a charge that you can connect it directly to an outlet. That is a parallel of how we gain power from building and establishing solid relationships. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you may have heard the old term, it's not what you know, but who you know. I like to take it a step further and say it's not who you know, but how you treat them. Think about all the connections that we come in contact with on a daily basis. All the opportunities for us to gain energy, whether it's the valet that parks our vehicles, whether it's the maitre d' at a restaurant, whether it's the couple sitting at the table right next to us, or the people we meet inside the theater right before a show. We have the opportunity every day to recharge our batteries with the power of connection. Yes, I say that one of the easiest ways to describe the power of connection is go to a party where only two people are present. The party will seem dead and lifeless. Then infuse another 100 people into that same equation, and now the party seems like it automatically gained more life. There are conversations conversations going everywhere, music is playing, people are dancing and drinking and having a great time. That's also a parallel of the power of connection. When we connect with others and tell them about what we do and why we do it and find out how we can make a collaboration together, it empowers us, it strengthens us, it guides us and makes us better. There is a power in connecting to other people, and every time you do it, it's the same as a car stopping at a gas station for a fill up. It's going to give you more energy and vitality because you got others involved in your vision. That a D in our ACDC acronym says there's also a power in direction. Yes, my friends, that it speaks to the power of leadership. Have you ever been lost on a highway and didn't know exactly where you were going? Now, of course, I don't mean in these modern times, because today we have navigation systems on our phone and GPS devices and all types of ways to find out where we're going. But back in the day, you only had a road map and you had some handwritten instructions and you needed to follow them to the T. And sometimes you couldn't always do it. Well, there's a power in direction, a power in leadership. Whose instructions are you willing to follow? Who do you call mentor or advisor or confidant? The people that you're willing to follow will tell you where you're going to go. I always say, you tell me who you're following and I'll tell you where you're going. Simply because when we follow the right people and we are willing to take instructions, then we can develop then a power. Think about the energy that we have on the highway when we know where we're going. We can go as fast as we want. We know exactly what exit to take. We know where to turn, where to stop. We know all of the nuances of the road, and it's a much easier and smoother trip. Compare that, on the contrary, to the trip that we don't know where we're going at all, and we're lost. It's uncomfortable, we're uneasy, and it's not long before we pull over. There is a power in leadership, because that power will keep you from pulling over in your business, and it'll help you move faster than ever before. That final component in our ACDC acronym outlines that there is a power in correction. My friends, there's a power in getting it right. They say that Alexander Graham Bell, before he invented the telephone, that he had to practice and try and fail more than 2,000 times. They say that before Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity, that by the same token, it took him years and years before he got it right. But think about it. Once they got it right, then perfection came about. The Wright brothers tried for a long time to fly, and when they finally got it right, then they could begin to modify and tweak the plane to make it just like they wanted it to be. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to finally get it right. It's okay to follow the instructions step by step, to engage in the educational components and the training and the seminars. Learn it all, because learning it ensures that at some point you'll get it right. My friends and neighbors, we're going to make many mistakes along the way, but we can draw on several types of power. The power that comes from affection and connection and direction and correction. This call was brought to you today by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.